Let's move in now. We'll switch ideas. Part of the music is to preserve and enhance spirituality. Chris, can you please introduce Seth?
It would be my pleasure. Seth Fishman is a Jewish-American teacher and musician. He serves as lay leader and cantor for synagogues in his community in Bucks County. Coming from a musical family, Seth began his career as an oboist and received a BA in music history from Yale with a concentration on German music. For over 20 years, he served the Jewish Renewal community as an assistant to Reb Zelman Schechter Shalomi, its founder. He is a soloist with the Shirim Visharut Choir, a performance group that specializes in Jewish music. Please welcome Seth Fishman.
Thank you so much, Chris. John, thank you so much. I was resonating with your words about social music very deeply, and the struggle continues even within the Jewish people. We see what's going on today, and there's, I don't want to get into any politics here. Let me just say that my prayers are going out to people on both sides of this terrible, terrible struggle. And I prepared a presentation here just to get me focused. So with your permission, I'm going to share my screen for a quick little overview of the way that I see social music rolling through in Judaism. I'm going to focus on the HaTikvah, which there's some amazing history of this ode, of this song. It was taken on about 10 or 15 years ago as the national anthem of Israel. So I just want to differentiate that I'm talking about the history before then, because I don't want to get into the politics of the state of Israel. So literally the name of the melody is The Hope. And I'm going to just quickly cover the history and the melody and the text, then talk about the Holocaust, which was a very important event in Jewish history, which many of us are still healing from, and then really introduce this medicine melody of HaTikvah, and then end with a prayer for peace and transformation. So first, just to quickly, the history, the Jews were, well, basically throughout Jewish history, the Jews have been striving for a vision for not just Jewish preservation, but really for Tikkun Olam, which is healing of the entire world. My teacher has taught that every religion, every group on the planet is a vital organ of the planet, and the only way to get it together is together. So when the temple was destroyed, that was, in one sense, it was the beginning of our exile, that we went out through the world, and we lived in countries that we weren't part of the leadership of, and we had different experiences, obviously, through the Crusades and the Spanish Inquisition. There has been a lot of trauma in the Jewish community. And so we had this aspiration for return and redemption. And even though we have a Jewish state today, that aspiration continues. The melody of HaTikvah was a very popular melody throughout European culture and also in Judaism. It's used in many different places. A lot of times when I lead services on Shabbat, on Sabbath morning, and I use the melody of HaTikvah to continue to pray for the hope that the world will, you know, I mean, what's been happening recently with with nationalism and trying to squash democracy and ignoring diversity and the power of diversity, all of these things are things that many of us Jews are continue to pray for. I just have a quick example here of how the melody was used in European culture. Smetana, excuse me, Smetana used it as a theme for his country. And I just have a quick little... And here is the text for Hatikva. And although this is a particularly Jewish text, which talks about the hope of returning to the land, but I'd like each of you to think about your own tribal homeland, your own identity, whether it be racial or spiritual or ethnic identity, and think of the yearning that you have for a better world. And this hope has been kept alive. One of the things that was so powerful, that's all that I have in terms of the presentation, in terms of the PowerPoint, but I'm just going to talk for a couple more minutes here. One of the things that's so powerful is that all over the world, people are singing the same melody in different cultures and different lands. Jewish people are singing this melody. And it's been happening that way. The melody itself is, like I said, it's been around for at least 400 or 500 years. The text was written at a time when the Jews were living in Russia and felt very powerless. And that was the time when Zionism came about. Once again, I don't want to get into the politics of Zionism. But what I wanted to share, and Joanne turned me on to this, was that during the Holocaust, there were 1,700 Czech Jews who sang Hatikva as they were being ushered into the gas chambers. And I was wondering, you know, how did this memory come to us? Because, you know, who was going to tell us that this happened? And then I found out that there were this Jewish slave labor, that they would take the bodies from the gas chambers and bring them into the crematoria. And they witnessed this happening with the survivors of, well, the murdered people of Czechoslovakia. They witnessed this happening of a chorus coming up as they were marching to their death. So you can see how powerful this melody was. The SS guards were beating the prisoners to try to get them to stop singing this, because the power of music at that time was so strong and so overwhelming. So what I wanted to talk about before I sing the hymn is my personal path toward healing from this background, because I remember when I was 11 years old and I was in my grandparents' house and I learned about the Holocaust, and I was thinking that that I didn't want anybody in the world to know that I was Jewish, because I was so paranoid. I was so scared that if anybody found out that I was Jewish, that I would be sent to a death camp somewhere. You know, that was the way my little self processed it. So even though I'm not a Holocaust survivor myself, but there was some kind of trauma in my psyche from that. And I went through a period of maybe 10 or 15 years where I denied my background. I denied my heritage. And eventually I got to a point where I recognized that on some level, I needed to contextualize it in a positive way, because that's my roots, that's where I come from. So I think it's so important, in addition to, you know, to having national pride or religious or spiritual pride or cultural pride, that we also have to get to a point where we acknowledge that the other is important, that we love our neighbor as ourselves, as it says in the Bible, that we do not negate the culture of other people. And so the issue going on right now, where they talk about Palestinian Lives Matter, is so important to every Jewish person. So now I'm going to just quickly sing the text of HaTikvah, which talks about the hope. We continue to face toward the east, which is our ancestral homeland, and we continue to pray because we are still in exile in a certain sense. Kol od balevav penima nefesh Yehudi homia ulfate mizrach kadima ayin letzion tzofia. Od lo avda tikvateinu, ha-tikva bat shnot alpahayim, liyot amchofshi be'artzeinu eretzion virushalayim. Lehiotam chofshi be'artzeinu eretzion virushalayim. Thank you so much for inviting me today.
Letting that sit and be absorbed. And it's timely. Let's bring back John Batiste, having his songs shared by Seth and Reva provides such a nice thread for all of us thinking about our own intentions. John.
Woo. Man. Wow. I think we just got to have a pause after that one. That's what it's all about. Music speaks when words don't. The melodies. What powerful melodies. Thank you, Reva. Thank you, Seth. I love that we're able to do this, even though we can't be together in person. We can do this on Zoom. I would, at this point, we covered a lot. So I want to play some music. We covered a lot. And that's a lot, not just intellectually, but emotionally. I think that it would be good to also hear if there are any things that you want more information on or have questions about. And if you have anything that you are feeling, write it in the chat. And I'm going to play a song and then I'm going to come back and we're going to go to the chat and we'll talk about the questions. And then I think we'll have been enriched and fulfilled by this wonderful gathering. So thank you so much. Once again, thank you, Seth and Reva and everybody. Joan, it's been wonderful. Okay, so let's see. I'm gonna get all the people on the view gallery. Yes, this is great. Thank you.
Thank you.